Shalom Aleichem of Yafef, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Nun He, Chulin 55a, pagination is 109. We'll start, however, on the previous page on Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah begins our new section. So we're Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, 54a, pagination 107, towards the bottom of the page at the end of a line, Masnisin. Ve'elu kisheres ba'behema. These types of abnormalities are still kosher if they're found in an animal. Nikva hagargeres, if the windpipe is punctured, let's skip 2-3 lines. Nifchisa hagulgoles, if the skull is missing, falonikev krum shel moach, but the layer on the brain has not been punctured. The membrane has not been punctured. Nikev alei velo leves chalolo. The heart is punctured, but not all the way to its hollow. Nishbura hashedra velo nifsak hachut shala. The spine is broken, but the cord within it has not been affected. Nitla hakoved v'nishtayu hemana kezayis. The liver is removed, but a kezayis of it remained. This is a discussion exactly where the kezayis is and exactly how big, but the concept that the liver regenerates is an important concept. Hameses ubeis hakosos, the third stomach and the second stomach, shenikvu zelisoch zeh, that are punctured one to the other. So generally, they do pour one to the other. So the material that's in one is not negative to the other. It's not like some very strong digestive juice that would leak out into the rest of the body or something like that. The third and the second basically do interact. They have a mouth, so to speak, one to the other. But here we're talking that where they rest on each other, linked, there's another puncture. They have a second opening that's not supposed to be there. And that's still going to be kosher. That doesn't compromise the animal in a treifa way. And finally, for our discussion, nitel hatichol, if the spleen is removed, it's gone, or nitlu hakaloyos, or the kidneys are removed, this is still going to be kosher. In halacha, this is brought, the kidneys are removed. So the mechaber describes it, if one is missing, if two is missing, or if it has three. Because in some cases, when something has more than it's supposed to have, it's considered an abnormality, called yeser kenutl dummy, that we assess as if that same thing would be missing. It's an abnormality, whether you go up or you go down. So going up is the same as going down. And over here, by the kidneys, the animal is still kosher. Let's turn to today's daf. So now we are on Nun Hei Yomer Aleph, 55a, and page 109. And towards the middle of the page at the two dots, nital hatechol, if the spleen was removed. Amar Rav Avira, Rav Avira said, Mishmei de Rava, name of Rava, lo shanu ela nital. This only applies that it's been removed. Avol nikav treifa. But if it was punctured, it would be treif. And this is an important concept, that sometimes something can be missing, but if it's present in an abnormal way, in a negative, punctured way, it causes damage, and it's problematic. We will come back to that principle, but before we do so, let's drop to the last three lines of the page. Nitlu hakalayos, the other mention in the Mishnah was regarding kidneys. If they're removed, it's still kosher. Amar Rachish bar Papa, Mishmei de Rav, Rachish bar Papa said in the name of Rav, Loksa bekulya achas treifa. But if it has an affliction in one of the kidneys, even one of the kidneys, it's already treif. Certainly if it's in both. And Rachish Bar Papa's statement is similar to Rav Avira's. It's one thing to be missing, but if it's there in a damaged form, even one of the two kidneys would already be diseased and problematic. Amri b'ma'arava, they say in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, v'hu d'matoi l'kusa l'makom charitz. It has to be that this diseased part, this abnormal part, which some say means it's filled with pus of some sort. Others say that it's like dead, that it's died, that you touch it, you could tell it's not live anymore. It has to reach to the charitz, to the crevice. Veheicha makam charitz, and where on the kidney is the charitz? L'chivore detuse masni, to the white part that's under the animal's loins. So you could look at the different supports for him regarding the diagrams, but the Gemara is expressing how far we need to analyze in order to clarify whether this damage is indeed going to invalidate the kashrus of the animal. Amr Rabbi Nechunya said, She'iltinu l'kulo t'rufoi d'ma'arava. I asked the different experts in treifos in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, v'amruli, and they told me, Hilchesa k'rachish bar papa. We paskin like rachish bar papa regarding the kidneys. That means that if it was removed, the Mishnah told us it's good. Rachish bar papa told us, but if it's diseased to a certain extent, it's going to be non-kosher. V'les hilchesa k'rav avira. But regarding Rav Avira in the spleen, that the Mishnah told us that if it's missing, it's okay. And Rav Avira told us, but if it's nikev, straight away, any nikev, any hole is going to be treif, that we don't accept. It could still be kosher. And the Gemara continues, V'lo amron ela bekul shei, ava besumchei tereifa. But this that we said, that it's still kosher, or could be kosher with a puncture, is only if it's in the thinner part, the lower part of the spleen. But if it's in the upper part, where it's attached to the body, the thicker part, that has a hole, it will indeed be treif. So it's interesting, it's not like Rav Avira was totally wrong, but because Rav Avira said it as a blanket statement regarding the spleen, and we don't accept it in all applications, so he writes, the halacha is not like him. But we then backtrack and say, but we do have this concept of puncture if it's on the thick part. We're only rejecting it regarding the thin part. The Mechaber in Siman Mem Gimel, regarding the tchol, the spleen, writes, Nitala tchol kashera. If it's missing, the animal is still kosher. And then he writes, Hatchol rosho ha'echad of v'hasheni dak. One side is thick and one side is thinner. Kibriyas ha'lashon, similar to the way a tongue is. Im nikev b'rosh ha'ov nekev mefulash tereifa. If the side that's thick would have a hole that goes through, that would be a damage that makes it non-kosher. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.